playing with many different people. You've been playing a guitar for a while now, and who knows how many years you had before you started taking lessons with me, but since it's your two-year anniversary, you've been playing for at least 2 years, and that's plenty long enough to start playing with other people. Let's see you start coming to, you know, my jam session, for example. And this isn't, I'm not saying it so that I can have a better attended jam session. My jam sessions are thankfully very well attended already. So this isn't about me. It's just the first thing I think of because it's very close to me because I think of it all the time. It's free. Come to my jam session and play some tunes. It's Ithaca Jazz and Blues Jam, but it's not even, we're not even that strict about keeping it just to jazz and blues. So, come and either play something you have prepared and you want others to play, make sure you have charts, or just come and show up and see if you can hang with what other people throw at you. That's a very, very good discipline. You know, jam sessions can be really fun. They can also be very frustrating at times if the band doesn't play it the way you wanted them to play it. But if you're in a situation where you're just playing what they give you, then you don't have any of that kind of responsibility. But not just jam sessions. You know, go on Craigslist and try and find other musicians. There's always other musicians looking to play. You can go to 607 Musician Finder, which is a Facebook group. You can just post on the student forum. You know, write on your own student Guitar Lessons Ithaca student forum. I guarantee there's other students who want to jam. And occasionally I see that. People post saying, you want to jam? Do you want to do some songwriting? Do you want to, I don't know, start a band? All kinds of different things. There's so many opportunities for you, and they all have great, they're all great opportunities. There's even a few other jam sessions that I can tell you about if you ask me about them, depending on, you know, when you're listening to them. And I keep I'm not like the most informed of what any musician you might meet, but I'm fairly well informed about what's happening around town and what other jam sessions you might be able to go to. At the time of this recording, by the way, one of my students runs a bi-weekly, meaning every other week, jam session, which is great. And so I highly recommend that too. I've gone to it and it's a lot of fun. And just a side note about the what to play when you go to a jam session or you go to another student's house, keep a repertoire book. Keep or at least a list of tunes that you know, because someone asks you what you want to play, it's all too easy to draw a blank. Keep a list of what you know and what keys you play those songs in. Or even better, keep a repertoire book, and if this person you're jamming with or people need a chart, you can have a quick handy-dandy chord chart, and now they have no excuse. If they can't read it, that's probably not the person you want to be jamming with anyway. All right, next section is called Upgrading Your Gear.